Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Thanks for downloading us. This is podcast number, I think we are at number 916. Means we've been doing it, 18 years. And enjoying every minute. I hope you've been enjoying it. The top stories of the week. And by the way, what we do is tell you the medical stories and then what they mean to you. Omega-3s and fish oil tied to healthy aging. What do we mean by that? Well, you'll find out in just a few seconds. Yet another reason to drink black coffee. It's good for your complexion. High-fiber foods like whole grains, beans, and plain popcorn are important to prevent colon, but also pancreatic cancer. What is the best way to protect yourself from the five most germ-filled places in the office? And what are the five most germ-filled places? I'll bet you can guess some of them, but not all of them. Are sunflower seeds healthy? Here's what the experts say. American women are having fewer kids and having them later in life. We need to make America procreate again if we're going to survive as a country, especially without immigration. Yet another reason to drink black coffee. Let's take that one. It's good for your complexion. This is a study of 82,000 nurses, if you will. And what they found looking at the nurse group as a whole is that rosacea was much diminished if you had a black coffee. That is, the group that had the most black coffee had the least rosacea, and it was about 25% less. Rosacea is a reddening of your skin, and it turns out about 25% of, it's a 25% reduction in this 82,000 women. They had about a 6% incidence of rosacea if they didn't drink black coffee. If they did, it was down to about 4.5%, so about a 25% reduction. Omega-3, is it a reason to drink black coffee? Well, I think there are many reasons to drink black coffee. Decrease Alzheimer's, decrease Parkinson's, decrease 11 cancers, including breast cancer for women. But rosacea, maybe not so much as a reason, but it adds to the other reasons. What about omega-3s in fish oil and the story that they're tied to healthy aging? Well, this was 2,622 people who started an average age of 74. They looked at the people over a 25-year period, and they found that those with the most omega-3s in their blood, especially EPA and DHA, had about a 20% reduction in all-cause mortality over that period. That is about a lower risk of dying and an 18% lower risk of developing disability. So does that mean that's the reason grab hold of omega-3 fatty acids? No, there are many others. Just like black coffee, omega-3 fatty acids decrease brain dysfunction, decrease macular degeneration. Some say decrease both joint and heart problems. The heart problems are much less clear, especially with EPA. DHA is the omega-3 in your brain and in your eyes, since your eyes are really an extension of your brain. So there's a lot of reason to have salmon and fish. I think the answer is enjoy salmon and fish. If you don't like fish, you can get the DHA from algae, because that's where the fish get it from, and from walnuts as well, from the ALA, which is another one of the omega-3s that is good for brain and heart. I'm having a little black coffee right now to celebrate the black coffee story. U.S. blocks pork from Poland over African swine flu. That's right. There's a swine flu, a flu that goes around in the pork that is among hogs that is very deadly and is wiped out a lot of Poland and Eastern Europe's pork producers, and so they've banned it. Here, it spreads rapidly in Eastern Europe and China. So we export pork to those countries. I don't know about China anymore with the tariffs, but we export pork to those countries. And hopefully we don't get it from them because it's a little bit dangerous to the hogs. So far, this has not been transmitted into humans, and hopefully won't be as well. So let's go to the next story, which is about sunflower seeds. Are they healthy? Well, they contain a lot of good qualities. They're rich in nutrients, especially. Now, by the way, what is a ounce? It is 4 tablespoons or 1/4 cup. It delivers 14 grams of fat with a fair mix, but it also has vitamin E. It also has selenium and folate and magnesium and copper. Not magnesium, but magnesium and copper and zinc, as well as it's rich in magnesium. So it has a lot of the trace minerals that we need, magnesium and manganese, as well as selenium. And it's got a reduces cholesterol fairly effectively, the lousy kind, because of the phytosterols in it. So we think it's a good thing. So any nuts and seeds look like they're good, and sunflower seeds fit that category. High-fiber foods like whole grains, beans, and plain popcorn do decrease the risk of colon cancer, but a new thing, they decrease the risk of pancreatic cancer. It's about a 30% reduction if you get up to the 25 grams a day for women and 35 grams a day for men. Remember, if you're on a low-carbohydrate diet, make sure you get fiber-rich foods. Popcorn is a good one. The whole grains are as well. But if you're avoiding those, I guess beans and plain popcorn are important, and I would continue those, even on a low-carbohydrate diet. Five most germ-filled places in the office. Remember, wash them with alcohol. Elevator buttons is the one I didn't remember. Think of door handles, keyboard, conference room phone is another one I didn't. And this one, because I never use them, but break room coffee cups. I always bring my own coffee cup. Bring your own coffee cup. Use gloves when you're in the elevator. Conference room phones. Take some, if you will, alcohol swabs and clean them off before you use them. Clean off your keyboard and your door handles frequently. High blood pressure in pregnancy tied to dementia later in life. So make sure if you have high blood pressure in pregnancy, you get it treated. And if your daughter gets it, tell her, get it treated. American women are having fewer kids. We're down to around 1,700 per 1,000 women. We need 22 or 21 or 2,200 to keep the population constant. With immigration down, we need even a little more. We aren't getting that, and because Americans are procreating later, who's procreating the latest and the smallest is actually women in cities. In rural cities, that is in cities that are less popular, there's a little decline. The minuscule decline in rural areas. So I don't know what this means from a population demographic standpoint, but it does mean that we need to make sure we're living longer if we're going to keep the population productive, because we don't have as many people coming into the workforce. The next story is going to be that hip and knee surgeons are using Apple Watches, seeing how much they're working, they're walking, And there are 4 hospitals, one in Massachusetts, one in California, one in Colorado, and one in Michigan, that are studying whether the patients are walking enough and their Apple Watch is returning information to the doc's office, and they're trying to get them to do more walking. Another story on hip-hop videos are showing smoking and vaping. Watch your kids. Make sure they aren't smoking and vaping. Remember, an hour of vaping is the equivalent of smoking 16 to 23 cigarettes yourself. Next story is about why am I blanking on it? It's about HPV vaccine, and it turns out they've studied this in 298,000 children or young adults who've gotten the vaccine. And it turns out in British Columbia, starting in 6th grade, and the group who got the HPV, it turns out that they had less sex than the group that wasn't getting the HPV vaccine. So getting the HPV vaccine in this randomized controlled trial does not appear to have increased sex promiscuity or early sex. The last study, the daily time you have blood sugar controlled is important in controlling diabetic risk. Okay, let's review it. Fish oil, yes, it's tied to a lower risk of disability and death, especially the amount you have in your blood. Have salmon or ocean trout. They're the fish most reliably that don't eat cornmeal and soy meal and consequently have more of the true omega-3s. You can get them, if you're vegetarian, from algae pills, because or purified from algae, because remember, the fish don't make them. They get them from the algae. Another reason to drink black coffee: reduces rosacea. High-fiber foods like whole grains, beans, and popcorn are important to prevent colon cancer. Sunflower seeds are healthy. American women are having fewer kids and later in life, so we need to live longer to keep having employees. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, enjoy fish and black coffee and dark chocolate. All are great for your health. I love dark chocolate covered walnuts, and hope you enjoy that with black coffee from Purity Coffee, one of the people who have been on the show and talked to us about the benefits of coffee. Thanks very much for listening, Darian. Thanks for one great engineering. And remember, you, the owner's manual, every week a new A set, which is the news of the week and what it means to you, like having the fish and black coffee. And a B, which is a great guest. We have a wonderful guest this week as well. So download the B segment and you'll learn it. Coming up in a few weeks is Tally Lando Aronoff, Helen Back, wife and mother, doctor and patient, dragon slayer, what happened when she got breast cancer, a physician who's a pediatric ENT surgeon who got it. We'll talk to her, and you should enjoy her book, Helen Back. It reminds me of the book Humor After the Tumor, which is another book of a great person who survived breast cancer and talks about how they survived it with humor. And just hilarious episode in Humor After the Tumor. Helen Back, we'll find out a lot about that story with her having riding a motorcycle on the cover. Tally Lando Aronoff will be back in, that's about 4 weeks from now. So you've got a bunch of great stories in the meantime, and hope you enjoy.